What's up, what's up, what's up, what's up, what's up, what's up, man? Alright guys, today's quick video, well, it's not gonna be quick, but today's video is gonna be titled Thanks to Hammerhand and Red Pill Married, I'm finally getting my CDL so I can drive big truck. So as you guys can see in the photo of this thumbnail, that's me and Hammerhand. It's no secret that Hammerhand used to live in Florida, and now he's back in Florida again. He's pretty much my neighbor at this point. Not that he lives next door to me, but he lives in the surrounding areas that I live at. In fact, word up is that Sandman might actually come live in our hood, perhaps in the near future, if Canada goes off the rails, which it probably will. And the thing about Florida, guys, is that with the exception of like 5 months, which is like May, June, July, August, and September, Florida ain't that bad if you can find a way for like half of the year to avoid the heat and the humidity. Florida really ain't that bad. One of the selling points to where we live, which is North Palm Beach, St. Lucie County, Martin County, is that we don't have niggers here, unless of course Coach Mitchell decides to come here. But then again, we don't have a truck stop for him to suck dick at. But this video is not about Franny Baggett. So our neighborhood, our area, our district actually is quite safe. If you want like a affordable homes, shit like that, really laid back, you can go to Okeechobee. Okeechobee is like 40 miles away. You can easily get there in under an hour. There's no traffic to and from Okeechobee. It's literally Hickville. You know, I'm not saying that Okeechobee is like fucking, you know, Hickville, USA. I mean, they have Walmart. They got fucking all the restaurants, a Starbucks. But it's really more agriculture and shit like that. The homes there are cheap. So if any of you guys want to come to like Florida, you want nicely priced homes, be away from it all, look at the city of Okeechobee. It's really nice. If you guys want something with a little bit of hustle bustle to it, look at Port St. Lucie. And if you want small town USA, look at fucking Jensen Beach where I live. At the end of the day, guys, Florida, where we're at, it's not exciting, okay? This ain't Miami, this ain't New York, this ain't LA. It's not exciting, okay? And there's really not much money to be made here. So if you already got your money right, you still want to live in America, you want to live in a state where it's relatively free, and you want to live in a state where MGTOW actually has a party where we can run fucking candidates, Florida is pretty damn good for you. Alright, so as you guys can probably tell, this video is not a video of me talking on camera. I'm doing a voiceover. So today was the first day of me doing my truck driving lessons. I got my CDL a couple of days ago, and now I'm just doing one of my 13 lessons where I drive in and out of our line and not try to run over the cones. Anybody who took a CDL lesson or test or a CDL permit before, you probably know what I'm talking about. So for the next, I don't know, 20 some minutes, guys, you'll be watching me going in and out with the truck, and hopefully not to run some cones over. It's a practice, I'm having fun. So it's kind of a lot like skiing, where you know you're gonna fall, so might as well fall all you want in the beginning, because it doesn't count. You know, you might learn something, you may not, you don't want to get afraid of it, you know. It's like when people start skiing and they're like, I haven't fallen yet, they get definitely afraid of falling, you know. I remember Jackie Chan once said, you know, when he was doing martial arts, he was falling on all the time on purpose, even, because he's like every martial artist like me. The last thing they want is to fall on their ass. So my mentality was like, I'm gonna fall on my ass just for the heck of it. So you guys are gonna see me doing some nigger shit with the truck, you know. But it is what it is, guys. Anyways, let's get to the point of this video. We gotta start taking our lives to the next level, guys. We just can't be making videos in a car talking shit about women, you know. We gotta take our lives to the next level. As you guys know, driving truck for me is like the last stop, you know. Driving truck for me, guys, is utterly a waste of time and talent, okay? But I need money, and I need F.U. money, okay? Now, my restaurants, they're doing all right, but they're not making F.U. money by any stretch of the imagination. So my goal would be to drive truck for a couple of years. Now, this is assuming I don't make it into Congress in November, okay? As you guys know, I'm running for Congress here in the state of Florida. I'm going up against Randy Fine, District 6. In fact, I might be getting my truck driving job in District 6. So people can be like, oh, you live here, so you're not some carpetbagger, you know, from 200 miles away. It's like, nah, motherfucker, I live and work here, bitch. So anyways, let's get to the point of what I'm trying to tell you guys is that driving truck, even Hammerhand himself told me, hey man, this job, do it for a couple of years, get your money right, and get the fuck out of there. So you obviously don't want to be driving truck for 30, 40 years, you know, maybe a couple of years. I'll be making 46 cents a mile starting out. After half a year, I think I get up to 50 cents a mile. I'll be driving like 2,500 miles a week. So divide by two. So I should be making about $1,200 a week after taxes, hopefully. So I should be making like $4,500 a month in, within the first half year of driving a truck, which is fine. $4,500, you know, do that for a year, that's like $50K, you live in the cab, your food is gonna be discounted or heavily minimal, so I wouldn't worry about food so much. Obviously, you're not paying for maintenance, you're not paying for fuel, you're a company driver, so you ain't gonna pay for shit. Only thing you have to pay for probably would be your food, and that's really about it, you know, your cell phone bill, you paying for it whether you like it or not. But other than that, guys, you pretty much have no expenses. You can live in the truck. I lived in a car for 5 years, so living in a truck is not a big deal. So again, guys, assuming I don't make it into Congress, I'll probably, and assuming Trump doesn't fucking destroy America, all I really need, guys, is about 2 years of driving truck. Like, up until 2028, I need about two solid years of driving truck, because my goal would be to make money where I can open three more restaurants in Colombia, maybe open two more restaurants in Ukraine, probably buy some land in Ukraine or in, what you may call it, Colombia, during that 2 year period. So for me, truck driving, even though it's a total waste of my time and talent, hey, for 2 years, you probably gross 100K. In America, 100K doesn't sound like much, but in Colombia, Ukraine, it definitely is. So the point that of this video that I'm really trying to get across to a lot of you guys out there who are watching it is that you gotta take your life to the next level. I know some of you guys out there have happy careers driving truck, because I've been telling you guys, if you can't make it in anywhere, drive truck. I mean, honestly, guys, dude, if I can do it, anybody can do it. Like, I passed the CDL permit on the second try. I passed it on the second try. It's really not that difficult, dude. Driving a truck, don't overthink it. The CD, I mean, honestly, dude, if you have an IQ of probably 85 or higher, driving truck is, it's not that difficult at all. If you have an IQ of 85 or higher, you can definitely become a truck driver. And again, driving truck, dude, that's one thing that AI and robots are not gonna take away from us. America literally runs on trucks, so driving truck is something that's always gonna be there. Unlike restaurants, unlike movie theaters, it's not discretionary spending. I mean, Walmart needs its crap shipped around, Amazon needs crap shipped around, retailers, military, everybody in America needs shit shipped around the country. So driving truck is one of those jobs, guys, that's always gonna be there, dude. No matter how bad the economy gets, truck driving is always gonna be there. And you have to remember, you know, if you're hauling cargo, you're hauling cargo for Walmart, for Amazon, for big companies. Companies that have billions of dollars in profits, you know, you're not fucking hauling cargo from for some ancient niggers. You'll be like, oh yeah, bro, I'm sorry. Let me pay you end of the week or end of the year, or, you know. No, man. You're gonna be shipping for multi-million, multi-billion dollar companies, okay, guys? So. And again, driving truck, dudes, like, for real, guys, like, if you want a no-brain job, a job that anybody can do, and a job where you make pretty much almost white-collar salary, drive truck. And you guys gotta understand, dudes, like, after the first year, you can probably make, like, $5,000 or $6,000 a month. After the first year, if you get endorsements like hazmat, drive the oil tankers, like for real, guys, you can probably be making close to $90,000 after 2 fucking years of driving truck. If you get into hazmat or flatbed, if you become an owner operator, you can probably be pushing $100,000. You know, if you become an owner-operator. If I like trucking, guys, I'm probably going to open up a trucking company. Because here's the deal, guys. You guys can buy a truck that's used, maybe 2 years old, for like $50,000, $60,000. And the trucks, because they're diesel, maintenance on them is really not that difficult. And those trucks can go into 2 million miles, like from what I've been told. Like the big companies like Schneider, they buy trucks brand new, and after a year and a half, 2 years, where they might have like, you know, maybe a quarter million miles on them, they'll sell them and buy brand new ones. So you got a truck that has 200,000, 250,000 miles on it. Obviously, Schneider took good care of it, and you get it for like $60,000. That truck can go up until 1 million miles easily without any problems. And you guys gotta keep in mind, trucks are diesel. Now that America took over fucking Venezuela, for those of you guys who don't know, Venezuela has heavy crude, okay? So heavy crude is where diesel is made from. So diesel prices either will come down a little bit, or we don't have to worry about diesel prices going up. And see, here's the thing, dudes, like, if there's a major war with Iran and OPEC can't send oil, the gas prices for your car is going to be astronomical, yes. But prices, gas, diesel prices, for trucking is gonna be cheap, you know? So, with that said, as an owner-operator, you can probably make close to like 100K, but you're gonna be driving like almost fucking every day, 11 hours a day, shit like that. So if I like what I see when it comes to driving, guys, I might open a trucking company if I like what I see. As you guys know, my ultimate goal is to travel the world and fuck hot bitches. I'm not gonna work in a restaurant. I'm not gonna work as a truck driver for the rest of my life. It's something that I might do for a year or two, understand the business, get my money right, get my bearings straight, then get the fuck on out of there. Like, my ultimate goal, guys, is politics. That's my ultimate goal. But at the same time, you need money. That way, you don't have to have some dirty Jew saying, "Hey, man, I'm gonna give you money, but on one case," right? That's what they're doing to a Jew boy, aka James Fishback. And I, like I said, guys, James Fishback is a dirty Jew, okay? He's a couple of million dollars in debt. He got his Tesla repossessed. He's a piece of shit. He's a Zionist. He's a Jew, a dirty one at that. I know a lot of people think he's like all bad because Tucker interviewed him. Guys, you need to understand, man. Tucker, Nick Fuentes, Fresh and Fit, Andrew Tate, these are all Zionist controlled opposition, okay? MGTOW has gone farther than Rumble. We gone farther than Andrew Tate. We gone farther than fucking, what's her name? That tranny looking girl, what's her name? Pearly things. At the end of the day, guys, MGTOW has gone farther than Rumble, Pearly things, Andrew Tate. That's because we're not CIA controlled opposition. Coincidentally, this is why nobody knows about MGTOW, because we are not CIA or Mossad controlled opposition. So for you guys out there watching this, man, is that you gotta get your money right, dude. You gotta get your money right. The US dollar lost about 25% of its value compared to the Colombian and Mexican peso since that nigger Taco took office. Like a year ago, guys, like February last year, Rumble stock was at $13. Now it's like at $5.50. One American dollar was like 4,400 Colombian pesos. Now, one American dollar is like 3,500 Colombian pesos, dude. We like lost 25% of our value. And yet you got that nigger Taco saying best economy ever, America's bad. It's like, dude, who are you lying to, my nigger? So it's very imperative for you guys out there really to get your money straight. Buy some land overseas. Maybe get a small business. You guys can probably buy a home in Latin America for like 60K, like realistically. You can actually buy an apartment in Ukraine for about 60K, you know? That's like a year and a half of driving truck. So you can get yourself an apartment. It's yours. You can get yourself something for 60K. It's yours. And then after that, all you really need is like food and that's it, you know? So maybe you can get yourself a small business going, become a mechanic, restaurant operator. It's really, realistically speaking, guys, if you had 100K in your pocket, okay, you can buy yourself an apartment in Eastern Europe or in Latin America in a decent area, and you have 40K left for you to open like a small business, and that's it, you know. that's what you guys gotta think about, dudes. Like, America is going to fall, okay? We're gonna crash and burn. The question is, how long, how bad, and who's gonna survive, okay, guys? I'm not God, I'm not a prophet of God, so I don't know those answers. All I know is we're gonna crash. Things might get really bad by fucking April. I heard by April that the government wants to crash the economy, and then they want to come in with a whole new digital CBDC currency, you know? So, is that gonna happen in December, guys? In April? I don't know. So, all I know, guys, is that you guys living in the Western nations, you gotta start taking things seriously, you know?